VP fam, what's up, you guys? Your girl Shiro back with another one. Hey, thank you guys for listening as always. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for every person that hits play. You guys are phenomenal. Phenomenal. Sasa, I'm laughing because this is my second time starting the podcast, and the first one I was like, yeah. And then this one I'm like, hey. But hey, bana tumechoka. Sisi wasee, the citizens of Kenya, I think we are tired. Number one. Number two, I don't even know, child. I just know, sisi watu wa Kenya, tumeboeka week, like on no BS. I think everyone is looking at the economy and they're like, what the heck is going on? We're trying to figure it out. Because it's all over the place. It's truly all over the place. You know the thing about America and here, the difference in the economy is like totally different. Because this economy here in Kenya, this is my first time as an adult, number one, and number two, living in Kenya like that. So, I'm present in the moment, but I really never cared for news because all of that stuff is like, man, have you met my God? Mungu wangu though. And as I turn any situation around, so yeah, I don't really care what the economy is doing because at the end of the day, my God is gonna come through. But it is a thing, and we are living in these times. So let's listen. Let's think about the kitu inaitwa uchumi ya Kenya. So I don't really give a damn, but the shit is crazy. excuse me. Okay, so I just saw on Instagram, whatever, that the like basically the it's like Medicaid being out of money. It's like the government medical assistance funding is depleted because they're saying that basically the government is broke, right? But okay, so you hear the government is broke because we know in America the government is broke too, child. But they don't really show it. They're not going, they will not allow it. I don't care from Joe Biden down to the littlest politician, the mayors and the governors. They will never be broke. The of course, same thing because how I say, why is it quite broke either? But it's a little more tact, honey. It's a little more in, keep it under the rug. Yani ikona ka flani. But huku, yani wanasema tu live. Like if I was in America and I read the article, I would see the same thing. Like Kenya is broke. The NHIF doesn't have money to take care of its people. Number one, okay, so for those who don't know, because I barely know, but I'm gonna say what I do know. NHIF is like the National Health Institute, I don't know, child, funding. So it's the health funding. So when I gave birth to my son, I didn't even have NHIF and I was paying, honey. But they were talking about, oh, it's not gonna happen until next month. If it was America, they probably would have been like, the insurance is instant. Mind you, you instantly taking my money, NHIF, but uni pay access to NHIF until whenever time you want to. How does that even make sense? Umechukua pesa yangu kutoka kitambo, but all of a sudden, sasa tin lazima ni kuwa placed in the right, whatever. The bullshit was crazy. So for them to be broke is comical because you're taking people's money anyways before they even get access to this national health funding from the government. You're not gonna get really assistance from funding, from whatever this insurance is. And number two, not the national health insurance funding, I'm sure. Number two, nothing is really happening with this shit because when you go, you can't even get like basic stuff happening. And you know what? We did go. I went to do Nilipeleka clinic, and then my mom had asked for to have something done, something basic. So you require kama tu kucheck her sugars or something like that. And she was just like, can I do that? Can my NHIF pay for it? And they were like, no, the system is down right now. Keep it cute. Kumbe, NHIF ain't even running no more. You gonna pay this money, honey. And I think the first time I went, your place, Because it was really clean, and then on top of that, they were doing it for 100, I think, for the clinics. So this time, I'm only charged 200. So nikubaya, even, but it's necessary. Let me get my child. You know, my child is gonna have what they need. But also on the other side of things, honey, unajua mimi na dealing na ma herbs zangu. So, me and my herbs, we gonna be all right, okay? Because whatever else he needs, he's good. And she was urging me too. She was like, hey. Every month, girl, I don't need to be coming over here every month so you can get my money, because y'all broke. And then I seen the NHIF damn owes the hospitals money, so they've been, I don't even know how that even works. I saw 20 billion or something, and I'm like, so is NHIF has been, so the hospital has been the one taking the loss here? NHIF has been getting the money, but wajalipa ata hosi. Easy ma hosi zote that I think that they're operating with NHIF. Kumbe wanaibi watu. In broad daylight, honey. And then this is the thing, because they talk about this one that's currently in office, but they don't be talking about the other one that just left out and all the shenanigans he did, because all that stuff that NHIF has done, you feel me? I feel like it's basically during the other person's run. So now they've been comfortable doing that stupid ish, but now this nigga, the new one, and this, he, I listen, this man here, it has to be called the N-word. I'm sorry, but that's what it is. So this guy, He came in with the guns ablaze, honey, and he was trying to get rid of anything that old boy had done. So, yeah, it's crazy because them playing this tug of war, this power war, inakuja tu kutusumbua, inakuja tu kutuharibia maisha, because like all of a sudden now we have to live in this new in, well, we are living in the aftermath of what this nigga done did. The other one, the alcoholic one. That's how you say when you're gonna power struggle who you currently in office. He is trying to bring America to Kenya so damn quick. And then he's over here talking about goodbye to the dollars. Goodbye to the dollars, but yet you want to take all of the American policies and make your own. Yes, they have housing. Yes, they have. And many other international, you know, overseas first world countries have housing for students and housing for the elderly and housing for the poor and all that stuff. Yes, it has happened, but you cannot spring all of that into the scene in one damn day, honey. You're gonna have to relax. And that's why I said first world countries, because third world countries, as Kenya is, and I'm not gonna talk shit about it because it's not a bad place to be, honey. And I'm very happy where I am currently because I have a house and a home, honey, that is, you know, that fits me and my needs, and it makes me feel good, and it makes me feel like I'm where I'm supposed to, you know, I'm in America or whatever, but I'm also in Kenya, so I'm getting the best of both worlds in my own right. And I'm saying Kenya, they're alert, they're paying attention to how the world is moving. There's, you know, my biggest problem with Kenya is probably the government, honey. But anyways, I think that's why I'm venting. So, what was I saying? Yes, anajaribu implement all of these new things from overseas. Anajaribu kufanya hapa kama sisi tuko na the same budget as the people that are as the government of the overseas government. Nini government? We don't equate, my nigga. And I have lived in both parts of the world, so I have rights to talk. And I was very, even though I've never been into politics and into all this bullshit, I do pay attention so I can be able to think about what's happening, the matrix and what we're going through. And then nimeona COVID tena imerudi, bullshit. Nimechoka na hawa se. Sijua kuna nini yanayoendelea, like full-blown AI over there in China. They got all types of shit going on over there. They got military and all. Just crazy. Just a bunch of bullshit that don't even need to be happening. They're doing too much on the other side of there. And then they have new strands of COVID. New nini that is estimated to kill more people. Blah, blah, blah. Yani wase, mjachoka. See, watch a tutu ishi kidogo tu, just a little bit, without the bullshit. Because we're already dealing with a lot. Cindy, I think we are already dealing with enough. So, I don't have time for it, frankly. I don't want to deal with it. I'd rather just raise my son, worry about all of life's shit without having to be sick, without having to think about why is the government broke? What, where am I even raising my child? Like, what does this even mean? But yes, I'm tired. And then in America, even though them they be living. Watu wangambo, wase wangambo wanakanga tu kama wanaishi maisha smart. Yani just the best of best lives. But it really is like that. America is fire. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, yeah, it is though. It really is. You can't really compare. I don't know. I've never been to the UK. I really haven't traveled outside of the country like that due to my situation. But from what I've known and what I hear, I think wase wanapenda nini ngambo sana. And then the UK is a close second now. People like the UK. But I don't think there's anywhere like America, honestly. And that's why they give you hell to pay. With everything that you gotta go through with the visa and the and getting into that thing. Because it's like getting into a very, very exclusive party. VIP, VEP, honey. Very important people. But it's a very important country, honey. That's a place to be. But yeah, so Ruto anajaribu implement America and UK and everybody else into the mix. Na budget yetu inakaa kama unajua, kuna wasee wawili wanaendanga club. Kuna huyo highball hata ajali bill ni nini, alafu kuna huyo mzee mwenye anaangalia paka ati soda ni ngapi? Soda ni how much? Yani, you can't even have a soda in that place. Mtu anakuja one drink, alafu kuna highballers wanasema, ah, Billy, put it on my tab. Yes, just continue. Put it on my tab. Yes, honey, you have a put it on my tab type of, country and power. And then you have the one when you're not checking paka a soda ni how much. You can't play in the same league, my nigga. So I would like him to pipe it down, pipe down. Kaa chini kidogo tu, wacha sisi hata sisi tujielewe. Unajua COVID, we just got out of COVID. So we need that little grace period to understand, to build our businesses back up, get ourselves back in order, get everything together, so that we can be able to fest fend off, fend nini, hata sijui, fend our so we can protect ourselves, so tunaweza endelea, sasa tunaweza pata ka savings. Ndio hii hustler fund. Yes, unachukua ka 25 bob yetu, ati ni savings that you can't touch for a year. Okay, sawa, hiyo ni ka fixed. At least let it happen, let that happen. But alafu sasa wame introduce at a hustler fund chama. Yes, it's okay, I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad, but at the same time, like, give us some damn time. And then for me, I feel like it's personal, so I'm coming for you tonight. On this night, I'm definitely gonna say what I have to say, get off my chest. Cause honey, why am I still on 500? Okay, kwa nini bado mjani boost? Yani nitaka 500 paka when, listen, I pay on time. I pay the full amount. I don't really go. Like, what is the problem? Why do I not get the money? Like, why is everyone around me? Paka mse mwingine hapa. Paka soldier wetu. My mom's soldier. He has been raised his amount over and over and over again. I have a microscope in me, and he's that's a hustler. That's not a hustler. Mimi love the new limb say when yeah, and I said I put it on a tab. Now you name say when yeah, Madonna. Luckily, it's a process. It's a process. It's a process. But no. I'm not even feeling myself to that point. Cause money, I mean, go apo katikati. Don't put it on my tab. Luckily, I think tunaweza kunywa ka soda. Hata tunaweza kunywa soda mbili. Tunachukua kachipo na ka drink na tunaweza Uber here. Labda hata Uber ni too much. Tunaweza tuktuk, tunaweza piki, we can meet. Tunaweza meet. Labda nimetembea whatever is necessary. So niko hapo katikati. Then there's that person who's like put on my tab. We taking Ubers around, chill. I got me a Mercedes, but today sitaki kuendesha. Huyo ni ule mse. Mimi sijafika. I've not arrived there. So, but God's gonna take me there in no time. In no time. Yes, thank you. Received. So, yes. See, that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't really care, because mimi najua Mungu wangu ananijali. So I don't really care for knowing the politics and all that stuff. But at the same time, it is good to know. It's funny to think about, because it's a joke. Like, these motherfuckers, they got us in a chokehold for some stupid ass reason that we don't really know. Like, why do you have us in this chokehold? So my friend was calling me today. You know, we deal with this sea moss and we deal with herbs and stuff. And she was like, "Girl, did you hear?" Basically, like, and she was so formal with me, but she was like, "Hey, I'm scared my taxes not any on importing, exporting, blah blah blah." I'm like, "Damn, this is gonna be crazy. Like, this is gonna be too much, and then just more paperwork." Even another guy that, you know, we know, he was basically saying how he had to basically close his shop down. He said all them taxes they was asking for, I could not pay them, honey. I already got things going on at home. I already got things going on elsewhere. Missy Izzy, Missy Wizzy, I can't deal. I can't deal. Me, my money is like, you already know my money situation already is not being the best after COVID. And then on top of this now, and then we got family to take care of and things to do and things to watch over. And then when I asked how much he was paying, he was telling me his hope of renting. Well, kwanza alikuwa na rent pale mbaya, lakini I guess location to some, I don't know, maybe it was just the fact that he's been there for a long time, I don't know. But alikuwa analipa sijui 30,000. And you know, some people might think that's little, but honey, 30,000 in this economy a month? And you barely getting any money back? Alafu mse kama huyu jamaa mwenye ameingia ofisi anasema ongeza taxes? We can't, bana. It's not a tax. Maybe I'm gonna name this episode "It's Not a Tax," honey. The contribution is contributing. Inafanya too much. Inavunja mgongo sasa. Give us a break, honey. Give us a break. Let us understand ourselves post-COVID, you know, so that we can understand what happens next with our lives. Because just because umeingia as president, you have a whole five gosh darn years, my nigga. So kwa nini ni lazima utufinye 6 months ya kukua in office or whatever, 8 months or whatever the hell it is? Mwezi wa sita imefika na bado, na bado, na bado. I mean, gosh darn it, like, where's it at? Where is the decrease, honey? Can I refill my gas now for the price that you said you were going to allow us to refill our gas with, you know? Mzee anataka tuende kwa GMO bana. Relax. Tulia. Hata ingia hata mwaka mbili na nusu. Alafu anze kutusumbua. And I'm not saying it in a bad way, because I didn't vote and I have rights to vote. But what the hell is the other option, honey? What's the other option looking like? Barely can even speak English. I ain't got time for that bullshit. I don't want to hear nobody illiterate representing me, honey. I don't have time for it. You know, this nigga right here who's currently in, he's your smooth operator. That nigga know how to talk, okay? Anajua kupoesha hiyo moto. And then this one here, Raila. Damn it. And I've been calling them niggas and all that. I'm just saying what they are. So, ooh, he's a full-blown in the night. In the night. Here, this nigga is a thug. But he's an old, dirty, nasty thug. You a nasty killer. Like, you just, ugh, I don't want to deal with you. I don't like your energy. You're not. Where's the equa nini plaster? Where's the equa? Like, you can't be put on the screen as the president. Every time I'm a jaribu, and every time he's gonna get a L, because even as though Kenyans are crazy, honey, they do care about their image. So, will your mama see you, Teresa? Mas. This is not mama, damn Teresa. Gonna jail of my brain from saying Mama Teresa, whatever the hell her name is. Girl, put your eyes down, relax. I don't want to see you. Come on, thyroidism, because Nigeria, that is a thing. I don't want to make fun of her eyes, but this is the thing. Saki mambo yake. I don't want you as my vice president, honey. I don't want to see you. Rigiji na mambo yake yote, at least, because me, I don't want to deal with you, honey. So the other option was not working for me either. So I was like, I'm not voting, girl. I am not gonna be out here voting for what? For who? I say ni nini. You ni jokes, gani? Afadhali yu mwenye amejifanya hapa, hasla. because at least I'm a doctor. Hustler fans. That's what I'm gonna get some money. Of course, I like his opinions in the government, and you know he tries to save us, but he don't be saving shit because at the end of the day, the energy's still up, everything's still going down. You're my demandos, Zako. You're my protests and your demonstrations. I mean, what have they done for you? As shaking of the hands. You need to send my 200 pesos and your mazi to lead. Get out the way real quick. Let me give you the money. The government money that NHIF is looking for, honey. The government money that the hospital is looking for, honey. Now look at the people. Lipa mama, Linda mama, whatever the hell. What's up with that? Y'all gonna help? Are we getting help or not? Sisi to that Linda. Mungwa to Linda. Honey. Because we are not. We're. God help us. God help. I can relate to Aquafit. I'm not that bad. I thought I really didn't know shit, but I actually do know a little something. But I don't really care for it. That's the thing. I don't care for it. But I'm really funny. I like the way I did the politics and what's going on. Excuse me as I pat myself on the back. But yeah. Yeah, mambo ni crazy. The big conversation, let's see you, Kwame guy has really got your panties in the water or panties wet. I don't know what happened. But either way, I don't need it. I don't need someone who can barely. Alikuwa, hey, yo kitu ilikuwa nafanya stama sana. Lakini, I guess, because he was on the big conversation, I guess he needed to, you know, alikuwa tu anajaribu ku keep it all together without cursing anybody out. Because it really is hard, though, to talk about this without having a few words that are explicit to say. Because what are they doing? What are you doing? Tulia. Are you even prepared? If the government don't have money, how are these people, how are you going to afford to, Nini, to pay for whatever's going to come and whatever's happening next? You don't even have the funds. You don't have the funds. Why are you and your people in chopper? The chopper taxes are going down. What? That's a, if the nini, helicopters in as a fly for less, and it's cheaper to get a helicopter. Like, naza nunua helicopter kama siyezi hata nunua unga. Please, make it make sense. Make it make sense, honey. So, yes, I hope this goes viral, because he needs to hear it. Okay. But, I don't even know how to title it to entice people. Lakini lazima ndeka kitu ndio wasewa. This episode, because it really is exactly what is happening with Kenya. Kenya is a hot mess. The economy is trash. And I feel like I'm saying that for the bulk of us. We need to figure this thing out because the options are not doing it, honey. Their options are not doing it either or. I was say what do I really want ni bo kabisa. And whatever we say alifanya, uyu mwingine mwenye ametoka tu sahi, uyu the crowd favorite. For what? Juu alikuwa nalewa. You heard the people, the lady even came up and she was nini. She said that before he left, she had to transfer like 15 billion. Billion, baby, billion. It was kizaf billion, I'm at 23 or whatever it was. I can't remember the figure. 17 something. But this lady transferred billions of shillings out of the government account and into somebody else's account and transferred it in separate individual accounts. And then you're wondering, kwa nini all of these things are happening? You say labda anajaribu kuishikisha pamoja, lakini kuishikilia, just put it together, damn it. But he can't. And then on top of that, he's also making too many new changes, but them taxes are guarantee you ain't gonna pay for nothing but this government. They're gonna try to get this government back afloat. And that's just what he has to do. But he's not explaining that properly. And he's making false, you know, promises, fake promises to the people. And the people are watching. We're watching. We're watching our pockets. We're watching. Lakini, there's some chosen few. Muko kwa ba. Ebu wata ni kwambia madaraka de. Niku nilipita like a few bars. You know, I passed a few bars on the way home, honey. You know, I didn't pass them by going in them, but I passed them by driving by them. Let me make it clear. And when I saw all these places, honey, they were packed. So I said, what gonna do? What are gonna pass about though? Like, there's still my nini mjengo going on. People are building houses, building flats. People that got money, got money. But it is like the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, and that's just what it is. We're not prepared, people that are in the middle, because we don't know. Ipa, can we really hold on to it? Is it possible? You feel me? Like, especially with the rate of how things are going, but at the same time, like, do we give a damn? Because honestly, we trust what God is doing. And even when people who don't understand who I am will come on here and be like, well, why is she cursing and still talking about God? Which it is, it's true. I'm working on it. But let me tell you, God, akonamimi hapa. His God is with me, even in the beginning, even when I'm a hot mess, but even when and I slip back and I fall and I do all of that, God is with me. But the one thing that I am trying to do, I'm trying to be more consistent in Him. I'm trying to do what He says me to do, to ask me to do. I'm really, really trying. So, Mimi, Najua, my strengths and my weaknesses. And I know that I'm putting my all into my relationship with God, even if I'm still not perfect, even if I'm not as, put together as I would like to be, and as God would like me to do, to be, of course. I am putting in the work. I am putting in the work. I am putting in the time. I am putting in the energy. I'm putting in the focus. I am putting in my intentions to be a child of God, an heir to His throne. Mistaki kuishi kwa dunia. Taki kuishi kama wasewa ingine wanyonaishi kwa hii dunia. And even the ones who are saying, put it on my tab, okay? Mistaki kwa wase. Minataka kwa on another. Hey, let's get another level. I'm on a new level. And see, let you put on my tab level. Now some of you next. Like, you're the only way to get more richer than that. You don't care about anything. Uko na ma chopper, uko na ma helicopter, uko na manini, uko na what. Uko na ma, nilisikia akodhi akisema nini, uko na, do you have a beach front, see you, whatever. Or do you have a house on the beach, or do you have properties on the beach, or whatever the heck. Past hiyo mambo yote. Past my kings and queens, past my kila mtu. Me, I want to be on another level. And when I speak about this other level, I'm talking about the place, heaven on earth, honey. I want to live in heaven on earth. I want to live the way that I'm supposed to live. I want to live the way God has designed for me to live. The fact that He has a design for my child, and that's what I was praying about earlier, and I was like, yo, kuna design ya mtoi. God amesha toa design ya mtoi. It's already exclusive, like out. Pre-order, honey. I'm pre-ordering my design. Ooh, that's fire. Guy. Don't steal it. I'm pre-ordering the way God designed my life to be. And I want it now. But I understand that I need to work, pay it off. Wait for the release date. You understand? So I tell me got your release date. Like in the meantime, that may click your button. Yeah, could pre-order. I've already clicked the pre-order button. I'm just waiting. Right now, I'm just waiting. But I mean, nataka ku match. When I just say, Mungu amesikia pass. Sasa. God, I'm happy with my child, sasa. And he says, nitakuangushia hiyo mambo yote yenye unataka. I'm gonna drop the blessings down on you. I will be so happy, but I don't wanna be, low level. Yani sijui hata sijielewi yet. I don't even understand what he's trying to do for me. I don't even have faith of what he could do for me. I don't even want. Sitaki kukua hapo. Sitaki kukua nimepotea. Nataka kukua at least laini. Sasa ikifika, naishika tu. Naishika tu because I'm already in line. I'm already in line. I'm already waiting. I'm already pre-ordered. Nimesha pre-order kenye Mungu ame niekea, like what he's designed for me. And that is some fire stuff that I just said. I just dropped gems on you, honey. So what I'm saying is, hata niki curse kadogo, hata niki say these things, nikifanya these things, niki watch these things, niki, if I decide to do all of that, that's fine, honey. I know with myself that I gotta change this. I gotta do that. Even the fact that I realize that I've been cursing is enough. Even the fact that I know I did somebody wrong is enough. Even the fact that I did speak out of turn. Even the fact that I gossiped. Even the fact that I did the fact that I did he. Mungu bado nani? ananicheki, anajua roho yangu iko fiti. God already knows my heart is good. And what I mean is what I say, ni viasa, I'ma do. So it's really nothing. It's really nothing to him that I'm still doing these things. So if I can just say, oh, Shiro, let's curse him today. I should, let's not do this. You need nakakama an area of ratchetry. And ratchetry in this situation is not the ratchet that you might think I'm talking about, but the ratchet that inakakama ufala. Yani inakakama kitwenye inaweza kupoteza, something that can lose, you can get lost in, something that can go against the grain of God and what God and you are trying to do with your life right now. So let's not do that, because it's going to fall in the wrong category. It's not going to fall in the God category. So what I'm trying to tell you is this. Don't be caught up on what anybody is doing. Please, wacha nikuliza tu. Please, wacha nikuambia, wacha nikupe kasiri. Let me give you this before I go, because it's already at 30 and I don't like to really go past 30. Mungu ajali. Woo! Mungu does not, God does not care, honey. He can care less, honey. He really can care less about all those little, you know, missteps, transgressions, as long as unajua una unazifanya. As long as you know, yes, nimefanya hii leo. And this is another thing, another secret, because this one I just found out. Mungu ajali. Once again, God doesn't care. He just wants to know that he has the upper hand. Kama ni bangi, he has the upper hand. If he says no bangi for the rest of the month, no bangi for the rest of the month. And that's on period, honey. And that's what I'm saying, like, for those who are dealing with all types of things. Kama ni bangi, kama ni pombe, kama ni nini, kama ni sex, kama ni what. This is what you're saying. God just wants to say, I have control over it. Nikimwambia afunge, atafunga. If I say fast so that you can get this clarity, fast so that you can get this knowledge, fast so that you can get this wisdom, you got to say yes. You got to say yes. And that's the only option. So where do you find your kitu for 1 month? Sawa. What am I going to be doing then, God? Ndaku keep busy. Uskajali. And God keeps you busy. With assignments, with calling upon you, with asking you to show and be present, with asking you for your time, with asking you. God keeps you busy when you're fasting. God keeps you busy. God keeps you going if you really just give him the opportunity. So mimi niko na other things going on with God. So sai sina hiyo my time ya ku worry about what Ruto na Raila na Kenyatta na the government na wase. I don't care what they're doing. I just don't. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to be doing this other work. Mimi niko hapa pande ya Mungu, nafanya hii mambo ingine ya Mungu. Mnajua kuna matests and trials and tribulations za Mungu that need me and my attention, honey. Not hii mambo ya Maruto na Maraila na Rigiji na mama whoever. I don't give a hoot. I don't care. Because I am so daggone busy dealing with God and his assignment and what he wants me to do. And then I'm a mother. I'm a mom. My favorite part. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm busy. I'm a herbalist. I am a mother. I am a God-fearing woman of God, trying to serve his space where he wants me to be, do what he wants me to do, live how he wants me to live. I'm so busy. Because so busy. Busy, busy being godly. Trying to be as holier than the past she. The one that was out here whiling, because I was doing my fast, honey. Nilifikiria vile tu nilikuwa na fast. Ay, yeah, yeah, yeah. She don't want some money. The old she. Shiro from back in the day, honey. Shiro was a wild one. Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Girl, boy, whoever is listening. Hey. Nilikuanga uyo. Ulem se. Yani, I was lit. Whatever. But I wasn't never like a whatever kind of girl. Si kwati loose. Lakini, loose. I was out cheer. Just living my life. Si ati loose evil. But just, you know, I hear loose. People saying loose in Kenya as in like, your mouth is loose. You know, you living like wildly. You're loose. You're living loose. So it wasn't about sex or whatever. It was just about me, she. I was out here just living. I was out here wilding. I was out here doing whatever the heck I wanted to do because that's what I felt like. And that's what it is. So, kitoka pali ya iyo, when you leave that place where you were like, whatever, F it, everything, F it, F it, F it. I don't want to do it, F it. It's my feelings. I only care about me and my feelings. If you come from that place, alafu unaingia hapa kwenye Mungu anakuvuruta down on your knees. Get on your knees. Get on your knees. No, I'm just kidding. But that's how God really had me. Like, get on your knees, man, and repent for your foolishness. You've been out here losing your mind. You've been out here playing yourself. Playing yourself. Kabisa, unaji embarrassment. Kabisa, na mimi nimekuchagua. Mimi nataka get on your knees. Got on good old knees. And nikaambia Mungu pole. Nimejipoteza kabisa. God forgive me for getting lost in the loving, in the sauce. Lost in the Sauce is out now. Make sure you take a listen to that. That's the episode before last. Yes, you like how I did that. I know. Yeah, I was lost in the sauce, bro. Lost in the sauce. But Mungu akanivuruta, he got me on my knees. I asked for God's forgiveness. I was still a hot mess. I was still doing a lot of things. And, eventually I got myself together to this point where I had to do the inner work. Speak to the inner child, deal with all of those things, the neglect, everything that came in that middle area of my life before I reached my 20s, the 25. Got to 25, went to Puerto Rico, got to know myself, a little better because I went to Puerto Rico by myself. It was a solo trip, the first that I ever did, and I just had to wake up for me. I had to go have a good time for myself, make my good time for me. Just, it was crazy. I couldn't believe it. It was so crazy because I had a choice to be wild and be crazy and be lit in these streets and be for the streets. But I decided, no, let's get to know her, she on a different level, like on a spiritual level, on a better level. And I just enjoyed my time alone, honey. And I just had the best time of my life. And I came back knowing who I was. I remember crying when I was going up this mountain, and I was just happy to be me. I just loved me. I loved the good time that I was having by myself. It made me feel like I was everything, it made me feel so special. And after that, like, I just started going in and in and in on my inner work. Coming to Kenya was a mind fuck, so I definitely had to deal with that too. So I'm just saying, God's journey is not easy. Because even after that, when I went to Puerto Rico and I got to know myself, I was working a good job, I was getting good money, and I was thinking, oh man, it's amazing to know God, it's a beautiful place to be, I love God. Then, like, 2019, lost the job, lost everything. Realize I wasn't a citizen, having to come back, home. Realize, like, everything, every avenue that I'm trying to gain or to attain or to get some kind of extension for my citizenship and for my, even for just anything to had to be able to live in America was completely shot. The opportunity was gone. There was no getting in and or staying there for me, because I knew that me siezishi maisha ati ya kufungwa ndani. I don't have a license. I don't have a nini. I don't have a. That's not me. I can't live like that. No, I'm good on that. So I was like, nah, let me just go home. Let me just go to Kenya. Let me see what it's about. Let me see. I'd rather see than say I lived in this place and I was not, happy and I was not free. I don't want to live like that, especially discovering myself and being free within me. Why would I want to be, put in this position? So I said, nah, let me come. Came here. Yeah, I mean, the journey with God has been wild. I'll talk about my journey here, later. But hey, kama kuna mtu mwenye amepitia Nishiro, Kenya, imenipararisha kabisa. Pararisha, I don't even know if that's a word. It has really got my, it made me ashy, it made me dry, it made me parched, it made me, I was a hot mess. Pouring out of an empty cup. Couldn't even do the podcast because empty, empty. Kabisa, zero. I had nothing. And then I just moved into my apartment. So this literally, even after having my son, you know, I fell into a deep depression. And it wasn't postpartum either. It was not postpartum because it was like a 2-day, 3-day little, it was a very short depression. But yani, depression, nasty. That it was only my son that saved me, you know, that gave me strength. And it was only for a day. The depression, like the hit hard, was only for a day. I was moving depressed. I was floating. So I was depressed. But that's nothing compared to that one day where I was like sad and I was hurt and I was dying. Basically, I mean, I was not happy. I was feeling really bad inside. And it wasn't like physically dying, but the she that I got to know in Puerto Rico, oh my God, she was dead, honey. She was RIP to her. And then God just turned it around. I asked for God to give me a permanent solution. Come through. Come through. Munguni say, dear, give me something permanent. Sakizi, temporary highs and very many lows. Please, just a little bit. I don't want to live in this place anymore. And then God said, turn up. Look for something. And look for something. Don't look for just something. Look for something good. God gave me something good. So I'm very happy to be where I'm at. Yes, the economy is a hot mess, honey. But, honey, if you knew where I was at, you'd be like, girl, what you talking about the economy for? You don't have no reason. But I really do, because I'm living in a miracle vibe. Yani niko ndani ya babo ya miracle, because I can't afford it. Mungu tu ndiye amefanya ni afford. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to do everything I do. I have food, I have drink, I have shelter, I have clothes. My son is good. Everything is good. So, yes, I'm blessed, honey. Because God did it, despite the economy, despite everything, despite everything, despite everything. Mungu ameni tetea. So I'm just be like, you know what? Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, yeah, I'm listening to the, yeah, okay, what? Ah, yeah, yeah. Lakini, mimi najua niko kwa babo ingine. I'm on another stratosphere, niko another wavelength. Niko huku juu. Mia da sijui pesa ni nini. God is blessing me with it. It's a tool. I can buy my herbs. I can take care of Royal, my son. I can do everything. I can do everything I need to do. I can do everything. I ain't never lack or needed nothing. I want things, absolutely, yes, all the time. But I don't need anything. I'm blessed. I got enough right here, right now. So that's what I'm saying. Hata maisha kikugonga aje, si hata juzi nileka toke nikasema, my God. I thought I was laughing at, that this is my last bit. There was this thing on Instagram. It was just like, yo, you gotta be straight up working with the devil, honey, in order to be able to afford even tokens at this time, electricity, even to pay the electric bill. Hata maji, hata yote yote, like, you have to be supernatural. But najua sewa Kenya, they love to go to the devil. But you really, what he should have been saying on a real tip is you really have to be on a godly level right now to be able to afford the maisha. Because otherwise, in order to afford this life, because in otherwise, you can't afford it. You can't afford it with just you. And you can't afford it with bare minimum. You have to go in. You have to go hard and chase after God so God can bless you. Because you chase your own tail. Because that's what you're doing when you chase wasjana, when you chase wanaume, when you chase things that are not contributing back to you. When you do all those things, you're not gaining anything. You're losing. You're losing eventually. Hata kama ni sweet sahi, bado utalose too. It's not as fun as you think it is. So at least wacha mimi nipitie. Hata kama Mungu ananiwekanga in situations, even when God puts me in situations where I'm like, yo, I'm dead. I'm dying. You're killing me. God is like, just press down. Diamonds didn't become diamonds by being sugar coated and nini and waliona matope wakasema acha tuweke kasukari ndio it shine. Imagine wali they have to beat it down, put a lot of pressure on it so that the diamond can appear. So wewe unataka kuwa diamond unyamwekea sukari ama unataka kuwa huyo mwenye amepitia. Because I said there's three levels to this thing. There's the pressure season. Then wewe una apply your pressure. Wewe sasa umeka mguu kwa put your foot on the pedal to the metal. Now you got to put the pedal to the metal. Now you got to apply pressure. And then you are the diamond. And then you become the diamond. So either well costed, yeah, or pressure so that you can become the diamond. But it's just the beginning. You're just getting the pressure. Then you have Nini, the part where now a woman understand I'm a diamond. Hold on, let me do something, because honey, I'm not gonna be just going through stuff and I'm a whole diamond. Watch me apply the pressure. Watch out, me. I can go chin myself, pedal to the metal. I'm going for it. I want to become a diamond. I want to be who I am. I want to be who I was made to be. And then you shine. But unajua shida ni wasee wenye wajaji realize I'm a diamond. Wanataka tu watoke the stage of, oh my God, nimepitia everything in the world. Now I'm a diamond. You're just getting started. Hata presha ijaisha. Hata maisha ijaisha. Lakini sasa uwe umejielewa. You've allowed yourself to understand yourself. So now you want to apply pressure because you want to shine at the maximum capacity that you can shine. You don't want to be satisfied with an icy, a cloudy diamond. You want to be the best diamond you could be, honey. You want to be the top of the line, or the, exotic, just, heirloom type of diamond, honey. You want to have a legacy. You want to leave things. You want to go hard. So by the time you want to do that, you now have realized, lazima nifanye hivi ndio ni get this thing. I have to do this, that, and that to get to where I'm trying to go. You have to apply some pressure, honey, so that you can get where you want to go. And then, bam, you shine. Shine bright like a diamond. Okay? So realize where you are, understand what you have to do, and do what you need to do so that you can live the way you're supposed to live. And that diamond life, trust me, ingine ni platinum. Iye ya kusema, put it on my tab, ni platinum. Mi nataka kuishi diamond. I want to live the high quality diamond. Hata record ikienda platinum. It's done double platinum. That's crazy. But kuna ma albums zingine zinafanyanga diamond. Kuna ma songs zingine zinafanyanga diamond. And that one is through the roof. That is major, major deal. So me, I'm trying to be on that level. You feel me? Oh man, I tied it all in together really well. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I think this is one of my favorites. I'm definitely going to look back at it and be like, So I would like to see a lot of changes in the economy, yes. But I would like to see just me continue to elevate and aim for that diamond status and become better and better and better. Thank you guys for listening to your girl, she wrote on the Kenyan Plug Pod. Until next time, love you. Mwah.